she was hot. She was so hot. I didn't want anybody else to have her. And if I didn't get home on time, she'd be gone. And I couldn't bear that. I'd go mad. It was foolish, I know. Childish. But I was caught in it. I was caught. I delivered all the mail. And then Henderson put me on the night pickup run. In an old army truck, the damn thing began to heat halfway through the run. And the night went on. Me thinking about my hot Miriam and jumping in and out of the truck, filling mail sacks. The engine continuing to heat up. The temperature needle was at the top. Hot. Hot. Like Miriam. I leaped in and out. Three more pickups and into the station. I'd be my car waiting to get me to Miriam, who sat on my blue couch with scotch on the rocks, crossing her legs and swinging her ankles like she did. Two more stops. The truck stalled at the traffic light. It was hell. Kicking it over again. I had to be home by 8. 8 was the deadline for Miriam. I made the last pickup and the truck stalled at the signal. One half block from the station. It wouldn't start. It couldn't start. I locked the doors, pulled the key, and ran down to the station. I threw the keys down, signaled out. Your goddamn truck is stalled at the signal. Pico and Western. I ran down the hall, put the key into the door, opened it. Her drinking glass was there, and a note. Son of a bitch, I waited till 8:05. You don't love me, you son of a bitch. Somebody will love me. I've been waiting all day. Miriam. Oh, that's not all, people. There's more. Let me turn the page, okay? Just hold on. I know you want more. I poured a drink and let the water run into the tub. There were 5,000 bars in town, and I'd make 25 of them, looking for Miriam. Her purple teddy bear held the note as he leaned against a pillow. I gave the bear a drink, myself a drink, and got into the hot water. Now that's a poem.